Welcome to Notes from Your Style Coach. I'm Samantha, the style editor, and I help women in business to make money using the power of their wardrobes. What you're getting in this episode is pretty special. It is a recording of a masterclass from inside Own the Room. Own the Room is my acceleration for women who want style that gets them paid. They are scaling to those consistent 5K months. They want to be industry leaders. They want more visibility. They want a promotion. They want a pay rise. Whatever it is that you've got your goal for in 2024 and beyond, you need to get inside Own the Room. This is going to give you everything that you need to become the expert of your wardrobe, elevate your confidence, and go after those opportunities. Round two starts on January the 30th, 2024. But if you're listening to this after then, do not worry, because after this round's finished, I'm going to open up and you can come in at any point. You will still have some access to live calls and accountability with me. I will leave the link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoy this one. If you do, let me know. Come find me on Instagram at StyleEditorUK, or you can find me on LinkedIn if you search for The Style Editor. I'll be there, and I cannot wait to hear what you think of this episode. Let's talk about elevating your style so that you become an energetic match for what it is that you want in 2024 and beyond. In case we haven't met, hello, I'm Samantha, the style editor, and I help women in business to save time and make money using the power of their clothes. In this session, I have three tips for you. I'm going to talk about the energetics of style and also some practical things that you can do so that we blend those together. You're going to get what you want. The reason that I have decided to create a session around this topic is because this is a big struggle for the women in business who I work with. Let's say you've been running your business for a while, you're making okay money. But one struggle that you keep coming up against is people, potential clients, haggling your prices or saying that it's too expensive or saying that they can't do it right now. They're downloading all your freebies. They're not actually buying from you. The clients that you do have, maybe they've come in at a level that is okay, you know, monetary wise, it's okay, but they're not actually doing all of the work and getting the best results. And what this is, sorry to have to tell you, is a messaging problem. So what we're saying we want and the message that we're putting out are actually different. Even though in the messaging we might be saying, I work with high level women who, the energy is off. And we can change that by the way that we present ourselves, by the way that we show up, by the energy that we lead with in our own business. I know this myself. It's a trap that I fell into. I think that probably 99% of female business owners fall into this because we have so much of our self-worth and our emotion and our conditioning wrapped up in money. And it's when you start a business that you realize all this stuff about money mindset. And this is playing out in your results every day. And I did this too. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because I like to hear examples from people and know that they've overcome the problem that I currently have. And this is a problem I had. So it's how I know how to overcome it and how I'm going to help you to overcome it in this session. I am a personal stylist, and I use the word personal stylist. I'm a style coach is what I actually do. But trying to explain that to people is sometimes quite difficult. What I do is I help women to make more money using their wardrobe as the vehicle for that. So your wardrobe isn't actually clothes. I know. You're like, what? Of course it's clothes, Sam. It's a box full of clothes. It's actually the physical manifestation of everything you feel about yourself. The guilt, the shame, the things that you thought you would be, the things that you have left behind, but you still somehow can't really leave them behind because they're still there in your wardrobe. Things that you've bought for some idealized version of yourself that you never quite become. There's a lot of that going on. Your wardrobe isn't actually just clothes. It tells me so much about your mindset. It tells me about the person you want to be and the person who you actually are. And there are studies that show that inside our wardrobes, we have three different types of clothes. We have clothes for the ideal self. So these are the things that you bought high on the joys of life, thinking, yes, one day when I go on a yacht party, I will wear this dress. You ain't ever going on a yacht party. You get seasick. I know I certainly get seasick. Boats are not for me. So that's not going to happen. There are things in our wardrobes that we have that are not self. So these are the things that represent the person we don't want to be, but we sometimes are. It's things like the holy scruffy old tracksuit that you put on to work from home. Okay, if you're watching this, I know you've done this. And you don't feel very good in those clothes. You would hate it if a client saw you in them, if you're being honest, but yet you still persist in wearing them. And then there are the clothes for the person that we are most of the time. So the things that sit in between those two that actually feel like us in this present moment. If you are feeling in a bit of a style rut, and that's the reason that you're watching this right now, it's likely that you've elevated beyond those clothes. So those clothes don't really represent you anymore because mentally, emotionally, you have elevated beyond them, and that's why you're in a rut. So a rut isn't actually something to be, down about. You're not stuck in it unless you stay stuck in it. It's simply an invitation, and you being here doing this is you moving out of that rut. And I'm going to give you some practical tips to help you to do that. Good. So the energetics of style are important. All that stuff in your wardrobe is important when it comes to creating or manifesting or attracting clients. The energy we're putting out is what we're getting back. And that might be a bit woo for you to understand. But if you think about it, the things that you do every day are the things that actually end up becoming the big overall goal. So I'm recording this at the end of 2023. It's about to be a new year, 2024. Everyone's going to be high on the joys of, new year, new me resolutions. And we set these big goals. Let's say that your goal, you're an ambitious woman, your goal is to make £100,000 in 2024. You set this big goal, and then you don't really take the actions that you know that you need to take to get there. And then you don't get there. Right, it's the consistent everyday actions that make the difference. And this is what is happening with your clothes. Your clothes that you wear every day are what makes the difference. There's a difference between being intentional and unintentional. And on a daily basis, it doesn't really sound like that would be a big deal, right? So what? I wore a tracksuit today to sit at my desk. I got work done. Fine. But you know what you didn't do? You didn't do that Instagram live that you said you were going to do, even though you know that there is a whole big wealth of ideal clients for you on Instagram. And what they need is to see you showing up, talking about the thing that you offer. Even though you know that, you didn't do it. You didn't do it because you wore your scraggly old tracksuit because you're just working from home. One day done. But then you do the same thing the next day. And it gets to the end of the week. And you still haven't done that Instagram live that you said that you would do. Or you still haven't sent that email you said you would send to that person that you were going to follow up with. And you haven't done that because subconsciously you don't feel in the right frame of mind because you don't feel like the woman who takes those kind of actions. It's very easy to just stay in your comfort zone. The tracksuit or whatever it is you're wearing, your pajamas, your hoodie, don't get me started. Don't get me started on that. If you're watching this in an hoodie, pause this right now, go and put it in the bin and get changed. Okay? But those things are actually an excuse. If you're being really honest with yourself, wearing that is an excuse not to take the action that you know that you need to take. And that all adds up so that at the end of the year, you haven't hit the goal. You weren't taking the actions. It's those small actions you need to take. And you need to lead with the energy of the woman who takes those kind of actions. And you aren't doing that when you're sat at your desk wearing an old tracksuit. So, this is why outfits are really important. And as I said, I would share with you my own story of this. So, I am a style coach. And when I started my business, I knew that I didn't want to do things the way that I saw them done. I mean, color analysis is great, body shape analysis is great, but this stuff isn't actually really helping people get to the nub of the problem. It's all very well me telling a woman, okay, you're in autumn, here are the colors that you should wear. See ya. But if she's still lacking in the self-confidence to wear the colors, if she still feels overwhelmed, we haven't actually solved the problem. And this is why I ended up training as a coach so that I have practical styling training and also mindset training so that I can really help make the change that needs to be made. And so your wardrobe to me isn't clothes. It is, like I said, a way of me reading the situation so that I can help you get to where you want to go. And I think that sometimes people will find it surprising when they work with me. And in our first session, what we're talking about is their goals. Is the relationship they have with themselves, what they've achieved so far, what they want to achieve, all of this stuff is what we're talking about when we first start working together. But when I first started this business, it was very tempting, as it is for many business owners, to do what everyone else is doing because that's the way you see it done, right? Well, you know, services are packaged this way, so that's the way that we do it. There's this price for a service, so that's what I need to charge. And I was in a group of stylists and I saw them charging very specifically for different things, like color analysis, 60 quid or whatever. And with my business head on, because I'd been an editor, and that's actually a business role, like you're handling budgets and sales, and you are actually beholden to advertisers, not so much the readers anymore. It's a very commercial job. I could see, hang on a second, if I'm charging £60 for this service, I have to do like 600 of these, and that is exhausting. And also, most importantly, it isn't actually getting the results. And what I found is that, as I'm sure you found in your business, if you are watching this right now, there's a reason for it, that when you are charging that amount, you're attracting lowball clients, right? That's what you're attracting with those kind of prices. Or you might be attracting clients who just don't want to pay. They're not even clients because they don't want to pay you. They just kind of come to all of your free stuff, hang out in your DMs, complain about the same thing time and time and time again, and never actually do anything about it. And it's important for you as a business owner to learn how to hold your energy from those things so it doesn't drain you. It's a different thing to be very professional and helpful to someone and actually give them energy when there is no actual matching energy exchange. Because when we exchange money for a service, that's what we're doing. We're exchanging energy. We're just exchanging energy in that transaction. And so if it's very one-sided, that's obviously going to be very draining to you. And what you've probably found is that you aren't charging enough to make the kind of money that you want to make. You're having a hard time raising your prices. And if you were to actually sit down and calculate how many clients you need at the prices that you currently are charging, you will likely find that you're going to be burned out before you hit that goal. Burned out AF. And that's not what we want, because if you are burned out and you aren't earning enough money, guess what happens? You can't run your business anymore. You have to go and get a job, and then you can't help anyone. And that's super frustrating because you set up your business to help people in the first place. So, obviously, the first step that we want to do is to have a financial goal in mind. We want to have a financial goal in mind, and then we want to think about the kind of client that we want to attract at the kind of prices that we are going to be charging. You know, who is that woman who is that next level tier of client to what you've currently been dealing with? For me, as a stylist, it's very easy to put this in the context of clothes. So, if you think about clothing stores, I'm not going to name any names, but there are some that are at the bottom tier, right? And there are some that you think of that are really high tier. Let's just say, you know, Chanel, right? That's a proper top tier, high tier clothing provider. Both companies at either end are making a lot of money. There is a client to serve everybody. And the thing is, if you are a Chanel, you don't care that there are people wanting stuff at the lower level, right? You aren't actually interested in that because you know who your client base is. And this is something that, as a business owner, you need to get your head around. Because in trying to serve everybody, you're not actually serving anyone very well. Now, what comes up for you when I say to you, or raise your prices, attract a higher level client, is I'm not good enough to do that. That's actually the underlying feeling, is I'm not good enough to charge that much. Number one, stop attaching your worth to the service that you provide, first of all. But two, there are things that you can do in your daily habits, in how you're dressing, in the way that you are talking to yourself, that will change that, that are going to help you feel like an elevated version of yourself who is ready to step into more. And there is a lot of fear that comes with that because to be more, you have to change your actions. And right now you're in your comfort zone. So as much as you're watching this thinking, I really want to earn more money in 2024, I want to elevate, I don't feel good right now, just watch yourself sabotage a little bit because there will be ways that you are actually stopping that from happening. And you are gaining something from doing that. You are gaining something from being where you are right now. Think on that. Chew on that little gem for a second. So, what are we going to do with our clothes practically to elevate to be a match for the kind of client that we want? Once we've done that foundational, who is my ideal client work? Where are they? Are they on Instagram? Are they on LinkedIn? Do I need to grow my email list? Do I need to put out some kind of lead magnet for them? Where are your ideal clients? Where are the kind of elevated clients that you would like to receive? And then what we want to do is become an energetic match for them using our wardrobe. So if you are someone who is getting a lot of ghosting and you're getting a lot of sales calls that don't end up being anything, you can change that with your wardrobe. Do you know how much I get ghosted now? I don't get ghosted anymore. I know that sounds like a really big humble brag, but something has shifted in this last year, and let me tell you what it is. It's the way that I show up. It's in my elevation. It's in the clothes that I wear and the way that people perceive me. I now put my prices on my website so people can see, okay, this is for me. This might not be for me yet, right? Let's make it as easy as possible for people to know if we are the person for them. And in doing that, we separate ourselves from everyone else. So remember, I told you about the group of stylists that I was in, and they were all kind of charging £60 for this and this and very specific set way of doing things. I decided with my business head on, I'm not going to do that because that is not the way to build a business that is profitable, that helps me to live the life that I want to live, and most importantly, has the impact that I want to have. I did get to decide what I give for free. I get to decide that, and I do give for free to causes and things that I care about. Now, I can't give to those causes, and I can't help the people that need actually genuinely need the help for free if I'm giving help for free to people who can afford to work with me, but their mindset is not at a place where they are ready to invest. So, what I need to do is lead with the energy for the people who are ready to invest, who are ready to show up and do the work. There is nothing worse, I don't think, as a service provider than having clients who will not do the work. There's just not. Like they could be paying you an okay amount of money, sure, but they're not doing the work and they're not getting the results. And that is a tough spot to be in. So how do we ensure that we aren't getting those type of clients through what we're wearing? So, what are you currently wearing? If you were to do an audit of your wardrobe day in, day out, and this is why I have the outfit diary, which I give to all of my clients the first week that we work together, they have to complete the outfit diary. Do an audit of what you're wearing every day. Be honest. In this first week, you're not going to change anything about what you would have worn. You're just going to wear what, feels like it's the thing that you would wear. You're probably not even thinking about it. So don't put any more thought into it in some kind of way of winning at this game. You don't have to be the best here. Okay. There is no prize for this. I want you to do this to have information for yourself. I'm not going to reward you and be like, well done you. You chose the best outfit of the week in this part of the process. It's just important that you have this information for yourself. So audit what you're wearing every day. And give yourself a score from 1 to 10, with 1 being you feel like a troll that has crawled out from under a bridge, and 10 being you feel Beyonce levels of fabulous. Where are you on that scale? And is that good enough for you? If, let's say, on average, you are a 6 out of 10, Be honest, does feeling like a 6 out of 10 get you to where you want to go? Does the you a year from now who's made £100,000 in her business feel like a 6 out of 10? No, she doesn't. She's not going to get there if she feels like a 6 out of 10 every day because she's probably not going to take the high level actions that need to be taken in order to get her to £100,000. So audit what you're wearing and give yourself that marker on the scale of 1 to 10. And then we know what we're building from. This is hard to do if you're an ambitious woman, I know, because number one, you're likely a bit of a perfectionist. Two, you fear failure. You don't like to look into it. We're always moving ahead. We're always moving ahead. We never really stop to reflect and look back, when ironically, looking back, there are good lessons there for us. But we're always moving forward, and we don't like the idea of stopping to actually look at what's going on. When, if we stopped and looked at what was going on, we would have a light bulb moment of, oh, this is the thing that needs to change. I'm saying that I want to get clients who will pay me £5,000 for my one-to-one service, but the way that I am turning up is at, an average price point of £500. That's the max that the clients will pay me at the moment is £500. Well, that means there's a messaging problem, doesn't there? It means that our messaging that we're putting out is attracting those clients and not the ones that we actually want. So with our outfits, we can change that. The first thing that I want you to do is stop wearing things that do not align with that next level version of you. Now, your resistance to this will probably be, but if I stop wearing those things, I won't have any clothes. Well, then we know what needs to change, don't we? We need to get better clothes. But when you are wearing those clothes every day that you know deep down aren't actually the vibe, what do you think that's doing to your energy? What do you think that's doing about your long-term goals? You're rejecting what it is that you say you want because you're blocking it by what you're wearing. So that needs to change. So get rid of all of those things. And then I want you to think about how you can elevate what it is that you're wearing. Now, one thing that I see often is that women spend a lot of money on outfits for the outside. So let's say that you're going to someone's wedding and you feel that you need to put on some kind of show almost, like you have to look a certain way at this wedding, and you spend hours of your time looking for an outfit. You talk to your friends about it, you go shopping, you're umming and ahhing, you end up buying stuff, several things probably. You take some of them back, you keep some of them. What, you've spent like £600 on this outfit for this one day, and then guess what happens to it? Sits there in your wardrobe, never to be worn again. Every time you open the wardrobe, whether you consciously register that this is happening or not, you are feeling bad about yourself because you're saying you haven't worn that thing. You're a terrible person. You waste money. All these unhelpful narratives are not good in business. If you're telling yourself that you are someone who wastes a lot of money and that you should feel guilt and shame, what is that doing to your end results? It's not great, is it? No. So we need to flip this around. We need to spend our money where we wear it the most. Spend most of the money that we spend on clothes on what we wear the most. And when I say the most, I mean the things that no one sees. That's where the magic happens. Trust me. If you dress up for networking, let's say, and day to day you're wearing a scraggly old tracksuit, and underneath what you wear at networking, you're wearing, a grey, saggy old bra and embarrassing granny pants, you know that. And there's a disconnect in the vibe. Because whilst you're in that room wearing that outfit, underneath it all, you're saying to yourself, you're not good enough to be here. You're a fraud, you're a phony because of what you're wearing on the inside. So, what you wear on the inside, the things you wear that no one sees, and the things that you wear the most often are where we need to make the changes. If you are serious, if you are deadly serious about making your income goal happen for next year, this has got to change. You have got to start thinking about your clothes as a business asset. If you have an employee in your business who wasn't doing their job properly, who was constantly late, constantly failing, never quite good enough, you'd have to manage that situation because they are costing you money. And that is exactly the same with your wardrobe. Your wardrobe is costing you money, not just in all the money you waste on clothes that you never wear, but also in the mental anguish of this. Imagine how much time you could save and free up if you weren't thinking about this stuff. Imagine how much better you would feel and how much more confident you would be walking into a room when you actually embody the identity of who you want to be truly and not just as a fake show. Sometimes I get clients who end up booking in with me because there is a trigger event, and this event is something like they've got a speaking gig. You're high-level ambitious women. As you start to build your profile, this stuff's going to happen to you. You're going to start getting gigs. You're going to start being asked to speak on podcasts or events, etc. And the problem is that online they are presenting one version. So, like I said, they're saying certain things, right? And then behind closed doors, they're wearing an hoodie. And then they wonder why they get on that stage at that event and they feel like an imposter. They feel like an imposter because 99% of the time, they know what they're being. They know how they're showing up every day, and it's not the vibe, it's not the energy. However, when we start to flip this around and I say to them, right, what we're going to do is every day dress with intention. No matter who you're seeing, no matter what you're doing, we're dressing with intention. They start to see themselves as the person who is worthy of going on that stage. So that by the time that the engagement rolls around, they're in the outfit they wear and it feels just like another day. It feels just like another day. And that's how ultimately I want you to feel when you start to call in these opportunities, which you will do because you're out there building your brand. Success is inevitable for you. So spend your money on what you wear the most. Allocate a budget as you would with other stuff in your business for clothes, and then truly assess what it is that you need and buy the best quality that you can afford. Now, there is some resistance to this, I know, because you're probably like, but quantity is better than quality. It's not. But there are ways of buying elevated pieces that don't cost much money at all. So if I take my outfit today, for example, I'm wearing a vintage jacket, a vintage sequin jacket. I am wearing trousers that are just from Topshop. There's high street trousers. And I am wearing my Victoria Beckham t-shirt. Now, this is from the outlet. And I'll tell you now, if you know where to look, you will spend exactly the same amount of money on good quality pieces that elevate you, that are a match to the kind of client that you want, versus if you go to the regular, high street shop and add a load of stuff to your basket. It's much better to buy a few higher quality pieces than it is to buy loads of stuff that you don't need and you're not going to wear. The next thing that I want you to do, and I'm going to give you a template for this, is to plan your outfits along with what is going on in your business. I know. When does what? What? Who would tell you to do this? This sounds really frivolous. Well, hopefully, having explained to you all the stuff that I've just said, you are understanding, oh, actually, there is a huge link between how I show up and what I wear and the kind of results that I'm getting in my business. And actually, this is something that I do need to plan. Make it a habit, make it a non-negotiable that every day you are dressing for the kind of woman that you want to be. This doesn't mean that you have to sit in a ball gown every day at your desk. Don't be so silly. Okay. I didn't say that. So don't say that I did. It's about elevation. Fine, wear a tracksuit. If you feel comfortable in a tracksuit, wear a tracksuit. But why does it have to be a holy tracksuit that's faded in color and bobbling? It doesn't. Go and invest in something actually decent. Fine, sit in your pajamas. Get some decent pajamas that actually make you feel really good. You don't need to be moping about the house in a potato sack. We don't have time for that as a high-level woman. We do not have time for that. You are causing a disconnect between what you're putting out there and who you're being in here. And that is a problem. That is probably the problem in your business. It's why you don't feel like you can raise your prices. It's why a lot of you have resistance when I say, really, if we're doing our calculations on where we want to be, the kind of income that we need to take home every day, every month, we need to raise our prices. You're like, no, I can't do that. Can't do that. And it's because you are lacking in the belief that you are worthy of, first of all, having that much money, but also charging that much. As I said before, take your worthiness out of the equation. It's not about you, it's about the service you provide. But if you started to actually show up, you would start to see that your service is worth a lot more than what it is that you're currently charging for it. And you'd start attracting the kind of people that you want to attract. So you have to start planning your wardrobe as you would a part of your business. So look at your monthly plan, look at the events that you have. Where do you need to be? What are you doing? How do you need to feel, most importantly? And then start planning your wardrobe with those events in mind. You can get planning apps for this. I use apps with my clients, as those of you watching this or listening to this will know. And we can plan outfits for different events for you and start doing this day to day. Don't just do this for you've got networking on Friday. Do it for you're at home on Tuesday, you're doing your content on Tuesday. Trust me, it makes a difference. When I don't feel very good, I now avoid creating content. And the reason that I avoid creating content when I do not feel good, the reason that I don't want to post things when I don't feel good, is because of the energy. It sounds woo, I know. That's why I said I was going to give you some practical stuff and also some energetic stuff. But trust me, there is a difference in what's happening in your business. If you are in desperate, scrambly energy, that's what you're putting out. That's what you're getting back. I make sales when I'm in my best vibe. And so if I'm creating content in a place of scratchy, desperate, scarce energy, that is in the content because it's what I've created. It's almost like, let's say if you make food, or I don't know if when you're a kid, maybe one of your parents made you something and you'd be like, it's yummy. And they'd be like, the secret ingredient is love. It's that, right? It's that. You imagine that you are baking something for people that you love, because ultimately, who you are baking this for, who you are creating this content for, are clients who you will end up absolutely loving because they are incredible, they do the work. It's a two-way street in the relationship, right? You're making this for someone that you love. And if you are in scarce energy, if you're in desperate energy, that's what you get back with the content that you create. So, content creation days, days when you are sat at your desk doing admin, days when you are looking at your finances, very important to feel as good as you can. Very important. Because it's all about the energy you're putting out, you're getting back. So, what I have for you is a planner that you can use to track the outfits that you're wearing and also to plan what you're going to wear. I want you to make this a daily habit. So, I want you to think about your foundations, first of all. What are the things that only you can see? And do they need upgrading? Trust me, you change your bra, you'll change your life. If there's one thing that you buy, make it going to get a bra fitting and putting on an actual bra that fits. Spend your money where you wear it the most. I'm not interested in, the razzle dazzle of sequins this, sequins that. As I said, I'm recording this in December 2023. The shops are rammed at the moment with velvet and sequins. I'd wear them all year round, but I know you won't. And I know you won't because I've worked with enough of you to know this. I'll go into your wardrobe in June and I'll say, this is a fabulous sequin jacket. And you'll say, oh, yeah, but I can't wear it because, it's not Christmas. Okay, but when you wore that jacket, how did you feel in it? I felt amazing. Okay, and you're telling me that currently you're not where you want to be in your business or your career, right? Yeah, that's what you're telling me. And every day you tell me that you feel on an average of 6 out of 10. But in this jacket, you've just told me you feel fabulous. Okay, so you're going to reserve feeling fabulous in this jacket for what, 1 week of the year at Christmas. Can you see how what we're doing here is cock blocking ourselves from what we said that we wanted. Right? Don't go into the sales, please, and buy loads of, Christmassy, sparkly stuff for this fantasy version of you who you don't actually feel like you are at the moment. The first place to start is in those quality everyday items that you will get loads of wear out of. And by doing that every day, by putting in the effort, takes no longer to get changed into something that feels good and something that feels rubbish. By doing that every day, you will start to identify yourself as the woman who wears the shiny sequin sparkly stuff, and that's who you'll start to become. But at the moment, you're just buying stuff for her. You're not actually being her. You're not embodying her. You're not taking the actions that she would take. You know this because you're not currently where you want to be. There's a problem here, and this is a problem, and this is why I say your wardrobe is not only so much more than clothes, it is a business tool. And if you're watching this, it's likely that you have not been seeing it that way or using it that way. And what's happening is you aren't actually attracting the kind of clients that you want to attract. And like I said, it's absolutely possible for you not to have those icky sales conversations. Oh God, I hate them so much. When you feel like you have to get on a call with someone and try and convince them to work with you. No, put out the energy that working with you is absolutely amazing because it is. It is amazing to work with you, okay? Take your flowers. It's amazing to work with you. When you put out that kind of energy consistently, day after day, in the way that you show up, in the things that you wear, the right kind of clients are going to see it. And eventually they're going to be like, you know what? Yes, I'm doing it. I'm in with her. And suddenly you will find that you won't have to do any of that scratchy, desperate, please work with me, ooh, chasing stuff. You don't get people ghosting you because you've put out this level of energy, which is, I respect myself and what I do and the value of what I do so much that this is who I am. These are the things that I embody. And therefore, I expect from you that kind of energy back. Don't come and work with me if you aren't ready to do the work, right? That's the level of energy for that next ticket client that you want. So everything that I've talked about in this session, I will give you the prompts for in the planner that I'm going to give you. So who is your ideal client? And if you're being honest, if you were to track what you're wearing every day with the outfit diary, are you actually attracting them? If you were that client, would you see what you're wearing right now and think, yeah, that's a vibe. I want to be like her. Because often when people work with you, they're actually looking for someone who has done what it is that they want to do. They don't necessarily want someone who is, a thousand steps down the road and that is extremely unrelatable. They want someone who they can see has done what it is that they want to do. Are they getting that vibe from you in what you're wearing right now? That's the first thing to look at. The second thing is to look at your wardrobe objectively and, is stuff past its sell-by date? How do you feel every day? How are we going to change this? And then the third thing is to make it a habit and make it a plan. Plan your wardrobe as a part of your business. I know, maybe you're not even, maybe you're like, I don't even do any planning anyway, as it is. Planning will change your life. And this is from someone who's a creative person who is not a planner by any means, but just taking that bit of time to plan, to organize your wardrobe will actually make the changes that you are looking for. So I hope that this has been helpful and given you a bit of a kick up the backside to go and be a bit more fabulous next year to call in what it is that you want. Because if you're saying one thing and then you're dressing as something else, hello, here's the problem, and it's up to you to change it. You've got a messaging problem. I know, I don't, no one likes being told you've got a problem, but that is your problem. If you are running a business, you've got a lot of value in what you're doing, and you currently are, you're undercharging and you're attracting people who don't even want to pay you at that rate, and you feel desperate and scrabbly. We've got to change the energy. There's a messaging problem. There's a messaging problem in how we're talking to ourselves about ourselves and what we're seeing when we look in the mirror versus what we're saying online. And there's a messaging problem in terms of who we're talking to. So start to elevate your style. How can you elevate to the next level? If you're wearing at the moment, or high street, not there's anything wrong with the high street, but you're wearing all high street, or there are certain brands that you see as slightly above the level that you are. Go into those brands, walk into that shop, and just get into the energy of it, get into the vibe of it, and see what it's about. Doesn't you don't necessarily have to buy anything. There is no law that stops you from walking into a designer shop, or there's no law that stops you from walking into, the next tier up. If we do this with actual shops, it would be like currently you're wearing a lot of New Look, let's say, and you see like COS as, oh, that's a higher level brand. Yeah, start elevating to it and see what happens. Because if your ideal client, if you are saying to me, I want to make £100,000 next year, and the type of clients I want are women who, really invest in themselves and show up, well, then that's what you're going to have to start doing too. If your ideal client isn't shopping at those places that you're shopping at, she isn't turned up in scraggly old tracksuit. You don't want that kind of client. Stop being that kind of client. Stop doing it. Pep talk done. Sam sermon over. I really do hope that this has been helpful. And I hope that you're going to take some action points away from this. I don't mince my words, but I also don't want you to just sit on this and let it gather dust and just be like, oh yeah, that sounds good. Actually act on it and see the difference that it makes. I have created templates for you that you can use for this kind of thing. So I want you to start elevating your style, using your style as a business tool, and thinking about it in that way. If you put on an outfit and that outfit is not giving the vibe, if you would not want to have that higher level client see you in what you're wearing right now, then you have to get changed. There is no ifs, buts, and bad about it. If you're resisting that, I want you to time yourself getting changed. Because as I said, it takes no longer for you to wear something that makes you feel rubbish as it does to make you feel good. What's the problem is that you're not planning properly. So you actually have the same amount of time, you're just using your time incorrectly because you think that it's easier and quicker to quickly shove stuff on every day and, labor over what you're going to wear to this event than it is to take 10 minutes every week to plan your outfits as you do your week. This will change your life. If you use this and you action this, I'm telling you, it will change things for you in your business and the type of client that you attract. So I'll just leave you with that. And I don't want this to gather dust. Like I said, I want you to use it. Let me know how you're getting on, and I'll speak to you very soon.